Thank you, Steve.
No problem.
Thank you, Steve.
Guess who's on the line with us?
I hope it's Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com.
It's your partner.
It is.
It's your partner in crime. Kurt was here earlier this week when you took the giant Steve Cochran head and put it on the beautiful Ulta model. Thanks for helping out.
That was fun.
You aided and abetted me.
I did. And we didn't even get arrested.
No, there were police nearby who watched it happen.
Wait, Kurt, you sound disappointed that you weren't arrested.
I like to be frisked.
Kurt said, I'll only do this if you can guarantee me I get frisked by somebody. I said, there's no guarantees in this world. And he did it, but nobody frisked them. It was very sad.
Oh, very sad.
And, security over on the other street, across the street, they kind of watched it happen also. They were very, very polite to us. But thank you for helping me. That was nice of you.
It was funny when he said, yeah, I'll need you to take that down, like, now.
Yeah. He got very forceful at the end, didn't he? Whatever.
Yeah, he did.
Kurt, we just got some news. We had Fortune Feimster on a little while ago, who is one of the stars of the Mindy Project, and we just heard firsthand that after next season, no more Mindy Project. That's sad. That's a really funny show.
Well, what do you do?
But it's one of those cases where it's kind of going out on top. It's just as sharp now as when it first premiered.
Right, and I think that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, probably. I bet it is.
I mean, there's a lot of talent on that show, and I'm sure that after, what is it, how many seasons?
Six
is it
seasons.
Now? Yeah. I mean, you know, you want something new.
I think we've seen a lot of shows over the years as they're winding into their final seasons. It kind of gets watered down, and it's evident. I like a show that's smart enough to go, let's leave them wanting more. Sometimes that's better. Yeah.
Right. I think it's good. It's probably smart. And everybody, they'll be much loved, and all those actors and writers will move on to other things.
Sure. Of course. They premiered a show.
That's a better option than I have to tell you that that show, that time travel show, Time After Time on ABC.
Yeah.
Canceled after three episodes.
I was just going to say that.
That's
just started.
Sad.
And they yanked it from the schedule, too, so they're not even airing the, unless they air in the summer, but they're putting your beloved Match Game is going in its place.
Oh.
That's
good news for corporations that make long, skinny microphones.
Exactly.
Wendy, do you find yourself doing this with TV shows? I've been doing this for about a year or two now. When a new show starts, even if it looks really, really good, I wait a year or two to see if the show has any kind of staying power before I start watching it.
I never do that, and you're a liar, because that show that we loved so much that got canceled, that I can't for the life, The Family or something.
Oh, yeah, that one I watched right off the bat.
And we were so disappointed because it was...
Yeah.
I don't understand how you can just cancel something. Like, even Time After Time, three episodes, it's just not fair.
Yeah. If it's not doing well, I mean, sometimes those networks are...
They're quick to pull the plug, though, aren't they?
There's just no tolerance. Like in the old days, there's so many shows that started out, like All in the Family is a good example, where their first season didn't do anything in the ratings. And if you think a show like that would premiere today, it wouldn't stand a chance.
Right. Well, Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Seinfeld didn't do well the first season either.
Yeah.
And look at that. That's everybody's still quoting that show.
Yep. Yep. Good news for Game of Thrones. What do we need to know about Game of Thrones?
Well, HBO dropped, usually that is already airing. It starts in the spring, but this year it's not starting till the summer on July 16th. So HBO dropped a teaser trailer yesterday, and everybody went crazy. And it's actually a really cool trailer. It shows...
Dragons?
Yeah, there are no,
no
dragons.
Kevin's not shaking his head no.
No?
But
no
the
dragons?
Queen of Dragons, it shows the Queen of Dragons taking her new throne, or reclaiming her family's throne. And, it shows the three main people vying for control of the Seven Kingdoms.
Oh, man.
Nerdy here. It shows them all walking to their, in their strongholds where they live and on their thrones. And then at the very end, it shows the Night King, which is this sort of undead, frozen warrior.
Kurt, I had an idea. Can I run this idea past you?
Sure.
As we've said on the show before, Game of Thrones is a show about dragons and really chesty women, and people love dragons and they love real chesty women. Why don't they make a show with real chesty dragons? Why wouldn't that be a big hit?
I don't know.
I would like to see that show.
I don't know.
All right.
That's a good idea.
Talk about Time After Time getting canceled in three episodes.
Might be canceled in 3 seconds.
They take it off the air during its scheduled time slot.
Right, during the theme song. They would just go, this show's stupid. We're taking it off the air.
Kurt, we know how much you like to talk to our listeners, so Kathy has called in at 312-981-7200 and wants to ask you something. Kathy, Kurt Wagner.
Hi, everybody. I love your show. You know what? I got hooked on Shameless, and I got up to season 6. I have Netflix only. So I just wanted to know, is there going to be a season 7 on Netflix? Please.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
Kurt has granted you your wish. There will be more. Yeah, it's more Shameless.
Thank you, my lord. Do you know when?
No, I would say that's probably the season that just aired on Showtime. So I would say before the next season airs on Showtime, they will put the last season on Netflix. That's usually how it works, I think.
Is that the one with William H. Macy?
Yes, I love it. I was on the fence when I first started watching it, but holy cow, it's funny. It's darkly funny. It's really good. I love William H. Macy.
And he's not such a big part in that. Actually, Steve Bertrand is the one who told me to watch it, and I forgot that I'm binge-watching it. I must have taken a break, but it's really good.
Yeah. It is. It's very good. So I just can't wait for the season 7 to come on. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Kathy. Have a good weekend. All right, let's take a quick break. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. If you have any questions or comments for Kurt, the best way to get us is 312-981-7200. That's the call line and the text line. Stick around. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner is here. He is the star of TVShowPatrol.com. That's his baby. If you want to know about TV, TVShowPatrol.com is your website. Bob is on the line, and he seems not too pleased. What's wrong, Bob? Sad news?
Well, yeah. You know, last week they killed off two of the main characters in Grimm. And tonight's going to be the finale. I'm just wondering why I'm not going to bring it back anymore.
What is Grimm?
Oh, it's great. It's all about people that turn into Bogue and all that stuff. We've been watching it from the beginning. It's on Channel 5 at 8 o'clock.
It's updates of Grimm fairy tales.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's one guy who sort of fights all the monsters who were in the Grimm fairy tales. And he's a Grimm, like his last name is Grimm. He's from a long line of monster fighters, I guess you want to say. But that show's been on about 8 seasons, I think, and I think they were just ready to end it, much like the Mindy Project was. You know, they were just done. Yeah. It's still doing well on the ratings and everything, but, you know, the creators just wanted to move on, I think.
Sorry.
Well, that's a heck of a thing, because it's really a good program here holding Toledo.
Sorry about the sad news, Bob. I hope you find a replacement for it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take
great
care.
Show.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob. Someone
There's
has
plenty of supernatural stuff on TV nowadays.
There is, isn't there? There's a lot.
Speaking of which, someone has texted us, 630, saw on the web that X-Files is in production. Is this true?
I have not heard that. I don't know that that is true.
I thought I heard that somewhere,
it's
too.
It's one of those shows that they said is coming, but they haven't fully, you know, they haven't cast it yet. They haven't written it yet.
So it's not Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny for sure?
That's their plan. It's just not in place yet. But they're hoping to have that
Holy
done.
Toledo. I hope it comes back soon.
Kurt, there's more. I don't know if this is bad news or not. We'll let you be the decider of that. Bonnie, go ahead. It's Kurt Wagner from TVShowPatrol.com.
Hi. Is Blue Bloods going to be retained?
Tom Selleck's show, Blue Bloods. Is it going to be retained back? More
yes.
or not more?
I love that show. We watch the reruns. I'm addicted.
Kurt, Bonnie is addicted. She has a Blue Bloods addiction. Will there be more? It's up to you, Kurt.
I think that there is. I'm not sure if that's one of, was that one of the CBS shows that renewed? That was renewed early? I'm not sure, but it's got a good chance. I don't see why it wouldn't. It's doing well.
It's a good show. It's a really good show.
Bonnie, there's a show coming on called CSI Tom Selleck's Mustache that premieres in June.
Oh.
That should be good.
I'll make sure I watch that.
All right. Thanks, Bonnie.
Okay.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Care,
sometimes
bye.
People don't know how to deal with you.
Sometimes it's better that way. What about this? Amazon is developing a one-hour drama, The Underground Railroad. Is that about the actual Underground Railroad, or is that just a title that sounds like it?
I believe it is about that.
The Harriet Tubman days?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's about a woman named Cora. She must be involved in the Underground Railroad. Yep.
Will Tom Selleck's mustache be in that?
No.
Okay,
but it comes from Barry Jenkins, who won the Oscar for Moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
So it's probably got a good chance.
That sounds good. And then Sarah Silverman has just inked a deal. She's going to be on a show, huh?
Yeah, she's going to be on a Funny or Die produced show on Hulu, 10 episodes, sort of a topical show where she'll discuss current political events and other things. So look forward to that.
Good news there. For fans of Prison Break, the wait is finally over.
I think you should have a show, Prison Bake. They make cookies.
Have a show like that?
Martha Stewart could guest on it. Bring Snoop.
Prison Bake.
Prison Bake Sale. That would be on Hallmark Channel.
All right, so that's sold. We just sold that. Prison Break, Resurrection.
That's on Tuesday, yeah.
Now, here's the slight problem with Prison Break. Spoiler alert. One of your major characters, we found out in the very last episode of Prison Break, is gone. He has passed away. But in the previews, they show him again.
Amazing how that happened.
Yeah.
Prequel, flashback.
How did that happen?
It was a fake out.
Was it a fake out?
Yes.
Psych.
They explain it really well, actually, in the first episode. Of course, they would have to. But
Kurt, the reason I ask is this. On TV, I've seen a lot of my favorite TV characters over the years die and then come back a short time later. But in real life, I don't think that's ever happened once to me anyway.
Right. Has anybody ever faked their death? I'm sure they have in real life.
Yeah.
But this one is not a supernatural thing. This is he faked his death thing.
Oh, all right.
So it's not going to go into the weird...
It doesn't seem implausible the way they...
He's a zombie or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay, all right, good.
I have a question for you. We had Hugh Hefner's son, Cooper Hefner, on, and they were showing one of the episodes of American Playboy that hits Amazon on April 7th. Have you seen any of it?
I have not seen any of it yet, but... I'm looking forward to it. I think I just got the screener in the mail this week to watch it, but I haven't watched it yet.
And another show.
I listened to your show that day, and that made me very interested in it.
Oh, good.
As Bill pointed out, Cooper looked exactly like a young...
Looked and sounded.
Yeah, I don't know Hugh's voice, really.
The voice was identical to his dad when his dad was younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But they got a different actor. And then
this one's sort of a mixture of archival footage and reenactments, you know, and interviews and stuff. So it should be interesting the way they did it.
The archive stuff is what I can't wait to see.
Yeah, that should be fun.
Exactly. Yeah.
That should be fun. And then one other returning show. The first season was magnificent. I've not seen the second season yet. I've got it banked, and I'm ready to watch it. But Fargo is coming back in 2 weeks, right, on FX?
Yeah, on April 19th.
With that, again, every year for Fargo is an entirely different cast. Who's in the cast this year?
Well, Ewan McGregor, is that how you say Ewan? Ewan McGregor plays two characters. He plays brothers, and they're very different. So he must have worked really hard on that because he looks completely different in each. And, I'm not going to remember.
I thought it was Ewan. He says Ewan. Who says that? Ew, is that his nickname?
Yeah, that's what they call
him. Ewan.
Ewan.
Ewan? Mm. You think it's Ewan?
I think, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Terry Coons is in it. Coons. And, I'm blanking on a lot of the other people. But it looks really good again. I mean,
and which timeline is this Fargo in? Because the first one was kind of almost modern day, and then they went back about 25 years for season two. Is this back in regular time, or is this from the past? Do we know?
I do not know.
All right.
It looks like not too old, but maybe it's the 80s. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Can I read a text to you guys? Kurt, I'm tuning in late. Did you guys talk at all about the Good Wife spinoff? I only watched the first episode because it was free, and I'm not sure if it's worth paying for, and then an expletive.
What do you think, Kurt?
It's really good, but I'm not paying for it either.
Is this Christine Baranski? Is she the one who's the star of this?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And they make you pay for it?
I've seen three episodes, but I'm not going to pay for her.
You have to pay just to see that, and it doesn't come?
No, I mean, you get all of the CBS All Access or whatever it's called.
That drives me nuts.
It's just another service that you have to, another streaming service that you have to get. You know, they're going to have the new Star Trek on there, too. And if I like that, I might end up doing it because I'm a Star Trek geek. But
so their way of thinking with a show like Star Trek is so many people are excited about it that might be the one show that they could throw on the pay-per service and it would really take off for them.
I think that and the Good Wife spinoff were a lot of Good Wife fans who didn't want that show to go away. And
that's true.
It's good. It's from the same creators. I found out the Fargo season is set in 2010.
Oh, it is. Okay.
The new Fargo season.
So just a few short years ago.
Yeah.
Kurt, thank you so much. We really appreciate it, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, I have one thing I want to say.
Okay.
I wrote a thing on Game of Thrones that I threw out a theory. It's on my site. about this teaser, and if people want to go there and tell me if I'm stupid or smart.
No one's going to say that.
Or whatever. Please do so, because it's interesting. And then the April TV premieres calendar is up, so you guys can find all your new shows.
Oh, nice. All right, so they can find all that at your website, tvshowpatrol.com, correct?
That's right.
Very good.
Thanks, Kurt.
Have a good weekend.
You too, bye.
All right, we'll take a quick break and then more show. Stay here, Bill and Wendy, WGN.